sailing by. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 5th of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Lundy, Irish Sea, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroe, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low north of Faroe 955, expected Kattegat 990 by 1800 Sunday. High west of Fitzroy 1031, expected Fitzroy 1028 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, cyclonic becoming northwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, backing west 5 later. Rain, poor. North Utsira, South Utsira, cyclonic becoming northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in South Utsira, rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, backing west 4 to 6 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Forth, Tyne, northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Forth, backing west 4 to 6 later, showers good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally 6 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, west or northwest 6 to gale 8, squally showers, moderate or good. Dover, White, northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, showers good. Portland, Plymouth, northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, showers good. Biscay, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 4, showers good. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy, variable 3 in far southeast Trafalgar, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in South Fitzroy. Showers good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 4 or 5 later in Seoul. Fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Lundy and Irish Sea, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, northwest backing southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Malin and Hebrides, squally showers, rain later, moderate or poor. Faroe, northwest gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 5 to 7 later, occasional rain, moderate or poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, backing southwesterly 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Stornoway, west-northwest 7, 6 miles, 993, rising more slowly. Lerwick, west-northwest 8, 1 mile, 968, rising. Wick, northwest by west 8, rain, 1.5 miles, 983, rising. Aberdeen, west-northwest 6, slight rain, 14 miles, 988, rising. Lucas, west-northwest 5, 14 miles, 993, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest 4, 998, rising. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, west by south 8, 5 miles, 1007. Greenwich, light vessel automatic, west 7, 5 miles, 1010. St. Catherine's Point, automatic, west by north 6, 1011, rising. Jersey, west-northwest 5, 8 miles, 1016, rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 6, 5 miles, 1015. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west 6, 6 miles, 1018, rising. Milford Haven, west-northwest 5, 14 miles, 1013, rising more slowly. Aberporth, west-northwest 6, 9 miles, 1011, rising. Valley, west-northwest 6, 8 miles, 1008, rising. Liverpool Crosby, west-northwest, 8, recent precipitation, 2 miles, 1005, rising. Valentia, northwest by west, 5, 8 miles, 1019, rising. Ronald's Way, west by north, 6, recent precipitation, 6 miles, 1005, rising. Malin Head, west-northwest, 8, mist, 4 miles, 1006, rising. Macrahanish Automatic, northwest by west, 7, mist, 5 miles, 1002, rising more slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation: Storm Amy east of Shetland will continue to move eastwards into Scandinavia and gradually fill. Northwesterly gales across many areas, with storms initially in the northeast, gradually easing through Sunday. Squally showers will generally ease, with some rain returning to northern waters as the flow backs southwesterly. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwesterly gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 6 to gale 8, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later in northwest. Occasionally rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in north, decreasing 6 or 7, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, rain later, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West 7 or gale 8, veering northwest 6 or 7, backing west 4 or 5 later, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 6 or 7, backing west 4 or 5 later, squally showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or northwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and 5 later, squally showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later, mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and east, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, squally at first, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, backing west 3 to 5 later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, backing west later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, squally at first, moderate or good. Isle of Man, west or northwest 7 or gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, backing west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northwesterly 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in north, decreasing 5 to 7, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, squally at first, rain later, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Squally showers at first, rain later, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Westerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, backing southwesterly later. Squally showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point, Cape Wrath. Northwest 7 to severe gale 9, backing west, then southwest later 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, squally showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, northwest gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 6 to gale 8, backing west 4 or 5 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. That completes the shipping bulletin.
I'm Armand Junichi, and in Strong Message Here, I take political language by the scruff of the lapels and shake it until the nonsense falls out.
This is a word that nobody uses in anything normal.
I'll be joined by a rotating cast of guest presenters as we pull apart the slogans, the spin, and the suspiciously vague promises made by politicians, from bilats and trilats to unprecedented visits and robust frameworks.
That's exactly how I like my politics, relabeled. Yes. So I don't know where I stand.
Strong Message Here with me, Armand Junichi, from BBC Radio 4. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Now it's reached that time when we give the robust framework of Radio 4 a little rest for a few hours. We'll be back at 5:20 in the morning. Now, though, we're about to hand over to our colleagues at the BBC World Service. This is Chris Aldridge. Thank you for your company. Do have a peaceful night, won't you? Good night.
At midnight GMT, this is the newsroom from the BBC World Service with me, Chris Barrow. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas seems to be closer than ever after statements from the US and Israeli presidents, but people affected by the war in Gaza are cautious.
I believe it when I see it. I'm very reluctant to think that something might not go wrong along the way.
In Georgia, mass protests aimed at overthrowing the government turned violent after the governing party paused talks on joining the EU. Also on the newsroom, the technology helping people with a visual impairment enjoy sport.
Before it made me disconnected, and now I feel like I'm part of the crowd.
And as the Rocky Horror Picture Show celebrates the 50th anniversary of the film's release, we hear from some of the cast of the original stage production in London.
It was never crude. It's very sexy, was always full of love.
First, the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has said that Israel has agreed to an initial withdrawal line for Gaza, which has also been shared with Hamas. Writing in social media, Mr. Trump said that once the Palestinian group confirms it agrees with the line, there'll be an immediate ceasefire and an exchange of prisoners and hostages. One of the 20 hostages believed to be still alive is a soldier, Nimrod Cohen. His mother, Vicky, described her feelings when she heard that Hamas was willing to release all the hostages.
We were really excited and with hope that maybe soon I will be able to hug my son, Nimrod, and all the 48 hostages will be back home. But also a fear that something will get wrong, an obstacle that will ruin the negotiation. It's very fragile.
Hundreds of thousands of people joined huge pro-Palestinian demonstrations across Europe on Saturday. One of the largest was in Rome, where police estimate 250,000 people protested. Demonstrations also took place in Spain, Ireland and Britain. There's been a large explosion and an exchange of gunfire in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, near a high-security prison. Smoke could be seen billowing over the prison, which is close to the presidential residence. The jihadist group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Here's Richard Kagoi.
The president, when he came to office in August 2022, what he pledged was that he was going to wipe out the Al-Shabaab within 5 months. Well, of course, that's taken quite a bit of time. And the Al-Shabaab have been advancing. In fact, just about a month ago, there were indications that they're about 40 kilometers from the capital. But of course, the government forces have been pushing back. But this incident was taking place just not too far from the presidential palace. And now that also raises